go. Yeah, I've actually bothered the whole time then.
I don't mind.
Chodesh Kislev brings Anuchias to Klal Yisrael. We very much miss the high days of Tishrei, and we just went through Cheshvan, and the winter's coming, and it's a very cold Mar month. Chodesh Kislev awakens the spirits of Klal Yisrael. We see Hanukkah, those neiros on the horizon. And it would be remiss not to say that Rosh Chodesh is always a special day, but Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Chassam Sefer says, based on Rashi and Yirmiyah, that it seems like in the earlier Doiris, by the Doiris of the Nevi'im, and the Chassam Sefer explains this, that Rosh Chodesh Kislev had the status of Yom Kippur. They would fast on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and there's reasons behind that, but Rosh Chodesh Kislev stands out amongst all the Rosh Chodeshim as a very unique and special Rosh Chodesh, so I'm somewhat happy that it's a little bit before Rosh Chodesh Kislev to allow us to process that and to and make the most of it in Mitzvah Hashem. Just a few questions about Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and we'll see what we could do to bring it together. B'siyata d'shmai. So we all know that the Yevanim were geyser on three things: Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. And amongst these three, Shabbos and Bris Milah are the obvious ones. But since when did Klal Yisrael, did we ever make a real Isak of Rosh Chodesh? Adarabba, it's gatherings like this, which is Machazik, an Indian of Rosh Chodesh, which needs a lot of Chizuk. Yet the Yevanim, they weren't stupid, they weren't foolish. So they understood that there was a certain secret about Rosh Chodesh which needed to be addressed in order to fulfill whatever they wanted to do with Klal Yisrael. And I think that when we look at these three things, we understand two, but the third one needs somewhat of a hesber. But if there's ever a time to speak about Rosh Chodesh, it's this time of year, Chanukah, that the Yevanim really put Rosh Chodesh on the map. And for what reason? That's Aleph. Beis is that we do something very interesting when it comes to the nights of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. Is we light the Neiros, and we very happily sing the Moed Tzur, and we would have expected Moed Tzur to be a Tvila, a Zemer, which has to do with the Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael against the Yevanim. But it's not. It takes us back all the way to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to Galus Bavel, and to Madai, and to Yavon, and to Edom. Who asked for that? I mean, what does that have to do with Yavon? I don't recall by Megillas Esther, in the Bracha of Haravis Rivenu or Shoshanis Yaakov, seeing anything about Yavon. So what does the story of the Jewish people have to do with Halakas Neiros Chanukah? That's a special Zemer, special Chagigah, which we have to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu for Jewish history. We'll throw out this question as well, because we'll come back to it in Mitzvah Hashem. On the night of the Seder, the Arizal has a Kavana. The Ari explains that when we take the middle matzah and we break it into two, we have to be machaving two letters. One on the right side, one on the left side, corresponding to the two pieces of matzah which we now are holding in our hands. The Ari says that one part of the matzah, which is the bigger part of the matzah, is the letter Vav. The smaller part of the matzah is the letter Dalet. I think there are Sfardim that they actually try to break the matzah into these letters. Don't try it, because you're going to have many pieces probably, but they try to make a Dalet and a Vav out of it. But that's not the Iker, is that it should look like it. To be mechavin it, one is a Vav, one is a Dalet. And of course, the Ari has his ways of explaining this, Alpi Kabbalah. But for us, simple people, myself at least, try to understand this Dalet and this Vav on a in a way which we could perhaps understand it and make it more relevant to us. So let's begin with today's daf. Today's daf, daf chafei, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Chafei, Chanukah. Daf chafei in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, Amar le Reb Chiya, Rebbe le Reb Chiya. Rebbe told Reb Chiya, Zila Ayin Tav, go to a place called Ayin Tav. The kid Sheli Archa, be Makadish the Chaydish there. Rashi explains why that needed to be. And he sent back a siman to Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he fulfilled his wishes, he completed his shlichus. What was the siman? This is like a medrash pliya that he sent him to Ayin Tav, and he sent him back. So we're seeing a connection between Dov and HaMelech and Rosh Chodesh. So the daf is already speaking about all these daf and talking about Rosh Chodesh. Dov HaMelech Yisrael Chavakai. So to explain this mystery, let's begin with the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi tells us that the Gimel Regolim, as we know from the Torah, corresponds to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos. But there's also a fourth regel to the Kisei. That's David HaMelech. And which Yontiv does David HaMelech correspond to, says the Kedushas Levi? To Rosh Chodesh. David HaMelech has a connection to Rosh Chodesh. So what's the Shaychis of David HaMelech to Rosh Chodesh? So to understand, we have to go to Pesach. The Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Klal Yisrael, the very first mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshem. The Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Many mitzvahs could have been given. In fact, Bris Milu was given then, and has a connection to Chanukah as well. It's one of the top three which the Yevonim focused on. But the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh was given to Klal Yisrael, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so chashuv is this, the Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis, quoting a Midrash, that there's a Havamina that the Torah should begin with the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, and not with Bereishis Bar Elokim. So what's the connection of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Shouldn't it be given on Rosh Chodesh? Not on the 15th of the month? But the pshat is we have to understand what it means, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh means that when you're observing the moon and you keep a watchful eye, you see that as the days go by, that after it reaches its peak, it starts to diminish to a crescent, and then it's completely out of sight. And the moment that the moon is out of sight, especially if a person is traveling in the night and he's using the light of the moon to travel, it's a moment of yish, it's a moment of despair, of a lack of clarity. Chayshech, the Laila of Yavon. And then, when it resurfaces, that's called Rosh Chodesh. That Moilad, that rebirth of the moon, is the moment of Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why that's appropriate for the whole Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because the clock was ticking against Klal Yisrael each and every year which went by. Really, the Galus was supposed to be 400 years. And Hashem took us out 210, and Chazal explained, because it wasn't Shaykh to keep an Yisrael on Mitzrayim any longer. If they would be Machmitz, even for a second more, we say in the Agadah on Mitzrayim, we would never have left Mitzrayim. So therefore, the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a moment in which Klal Yisrael, this Levana, was becoming weaker and smaller to a point that it kemat could not be seen anymore. And if there would be a rega more, it would be end game for Klal Yisrael. And Hashem Yisrach said, at that moment, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem means that this is the story of the Jewish people. That at that moment of despair in Mitzrayim, the Ilu Lahoitza Kodesh Baruch Hu Saviseinu Lahoya Nigal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed up in that moment of Yirsh, in that moment that it wasn't Shayach anymore. And Hashem said there's going to be a Moilet for Bnei Yisrael. And in fact, the Medrash says very clearly that Klai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim is considered to be a Leda of Bnei Yisrael. Amzu Yitzarti Tilasi Yisaperu. And of course, the Bismillah is Kriyas Yamsav. But that's a Chodesh Azalachem. This is the story of Klai Yisrael. When the Yevanim, we have short on time to explain Barichas. When the Yevanim were understanding who is this Klai Yisrael, how do they survive? We don't want this to be just a nachagalus, another persecution. We want that they should be out and done forever. The Mitzrim could not accomplish that. The Bavlaim also did not. What are we going to do different in our philosophy and our understandings of the Chachma, Chachmas Chitzonius? What is it about the Jewish people? What is the mystery of their survival? The Teretz is Rosh Chodesh. Who would have thought that it's Rosh Chodesh, but they understood what Rosh Chodesh is. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rosh Chodesh Bnei Yisrael in the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim that the Mitzrayim couldn't finish them off. But we're going to make a malcham against Rosh Chodesh, because at that moment that they have nothing left, they're going to have nothing to bounce back from. That's the malcham against Rosh Chodesh. To do away with them lagamre. To do that, we need to make a malcham against Rosh Chodesh. And it's for this reason, when we're understanding the Inyan of David HaMelech, what does David HaMelech represent? The Kedushas Levi says David HaMelech is Rosh Chodesh, how so? Because the whole Inyan of David HaMelech is exactly this. You all know that David HaMelech was born into this world with not an ounce of chias. He was going to live for 3 minutes. And then other Marishan saw that there was a flash of light, and he said, what is this? He says, oh, this is a very big neshama. But he has no chiyas of his own. So said to Marishan, give him 70 years of my life. That's my gift to this neshama. It's no pella why David HaMelech was so great. He was an extension of the life of other Marishan. What could be greater? He even eclipsed, perhaps, even the greatness of the Avos HaKadosh. But the Gemara says about David HaMelech, did you hear when Bar Nafli is going to show up? So he said, man Bar Nafli. Who's Bar Nafli? Is that somebody's last name? Who's Bar Nafli? So Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. He says, Mashiach Bar Nafli? You called him Mashiach Bar Nafli? Yes, of course he's called Bar Nafli. He's the falling one. Because it says in Pasuk, Bayamahu Akim is Sukas David Hanafelas. The whole Metzias Mashiach Tekinu, who comes from David HaMelech, is one of perpetual falling. It's called the Bar Nafli. He was a Nafil at birth, but the whole Metzias of David, if you take a look at the life of David and the Navi, it's one Nafil after the next. One Nafil after the next. David HaMelech rebounding. Coming back. How many lives did David HaMelech have? That's the story of David HaMelech. He's called the Sukkas David HaNofeles. Every time you put him out, he comes back up. That's the Bar Nafli. And if you take a look at the Nes of Chanukah, that the Yevanim made a war against Klal Yisrael and against Rosh Chodesh, and of course we rebounded. And Chazal say that the Chashmonaim after the Nitzach, and they came into the Makom HaMikdash and they saw that it was Tamei Lagamrei, that all the Pachim Kulam Tmeim, not a single one, Chipsu V'loy Matsu, they looked and they couldn't find anything. But they did find one pach. And the secret of that one pach is the inyan of Rosh Chodesh, which is that even in a moment of complete despair, chipsu v'loy matzu, there was nothing to be found. They were able to find this one pach, which is the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. They tried to extinguish this candle of Rosh Chodesh. It did not go out. That's the secret of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech makes a shevach on this in Tehillim. He says about himself, really Hashem is speaking to David, Matsasi David Avdi. How does it conclude? B'shemen kachi meshachtiv. I found David HaMelech. Where did I find David HaMelech? B'shemen kachi. In the shemen. In that shemen that that the Chashmonaim found in the Beis HaMikdash, which there was nothing to be found, Matzasi David Abdi b'shem in Kashi Meshachtif. I found that Shem in it. And that Shem had the spark of David HaMelech in it. That's called the Nekud of David HaMelech. When we come back to understand why it is, after understanding already the inyan of the Melchama against Rosh Chodesh, to try to extinguish the fame of Klal Yisrael forever, the Yevanim tried to do that. Why is it that when we sit by the Neiris Hanukkah, do we make a whole Megillah of Ma'os Tzur? Because it wouldn't be right. It's not sufficient to talk about the Nitzachon against the Yevanim. That Klal Yisrael were Mezgaber against the Yevanim. This was a survival of the Jewish people. How do we do away with Klal Yisrael? What's the secret of the survival of the Jewish people? The Torah says it's this aura of Ner Chanukah. But that aura of Ner Chanukah is Nesgala, it's rooted in the whole inyan of Rosh Chodesh. So when we sit by these Neiris are not just a reminder. Like the Svarim say that the aura of Mashiach is Netzaitis in this aura. We're sitting face to face with the aura which keeps us alive. That's this aura. It's the aura HaChaim itself. So if you want to know how it is that the Mitzrayim couldn't put us out, why is it that at the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim there was a HaChodesh HaZalachem? You want to know why? Because of this aura. And you want to know why that the Medim couldn't put us out too? Because La Yehudim HaYisra'ira, there was that aura there too. And it's carrying us even till today. And every time there's a Rosh Chodesh, it's a celebration of this aura. So going back to our Gemara, the Rebbe told Reb Chiya, when you get to Ayin Tav, when you get to Ayin Tav, I want you to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and he sent back, it has been done. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim means that every time you try to put it out, it's Chai V'Kayim. It will always be. And that's really what the Moila represents. It represents the Nitzachon that David Melech has as a Bar Nafli, that he will always be a Chai, even though every single chayk in the Briya is saying that it shouldn't be a chai. Like the Yaivis, as you all know, says that the greatest history in the Jewish of the world, the greatest wonder of the world, is the survival of the Jewish people. It's a mystery. They thought they had it with Rosh Chodesh, but they couldn't touch that or. It's the Har Chaim itself. And it's interesting that it's called Ayin Tav, just to digress, because the Zohar Kadesh says something amazing about David HaMelech. We know David HaMelech was very great. We know that he was an Anmoini, but the Pasuk says he was Yifei Naim. Yifei Naim. The Zohar says, Eini de David hava. Thank you. Mechad kama mikom minigvanim. The eyes of David were merakmad. It was a combination of many colors. Le hava shapira le misni ve'ina de David. There was nothing more beautiful than to look at the eyes of David. Kol gvanin de la'ila. All the colors of above. Mandahubei the kula berachimah. All the colors. David HaMelech, to look in his eyes was like looking at a rainbow. These are the eyes of David HaMelech. This was the eyes which beheld this or. This is what's called here when we see, just to explain a little bit deeper, this Meimar Chazal. It says, when Rebbe sent Reb Chiya to Ayin Tav, to the place of what's called the good eyes, what are better eyes to be able to behold that or? The siman is David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And when we go back to one of the questions we began with the inyan of Yachatz, breaking the matzah into two parts, a dalet and an avav, on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's the pshat? Because the inyan is that breaking of that middle matzah means the shvira, that moment of the shvira of the klipa of Mitzrayim, to be able to leave Mitzrayim. What's the nekuda? Chatzos laila akum lahoy leislach. That's David HaMelech. That's why dalet and avav, those are our two letters. What's that? It's David HaMelech. In that matzah. Then in the same way that in that shemen, which couldn't be extinguished, it was David in the shemen. By the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was an inyan of lechem, it was an inyan of matzah, but David is in that matzah too. That's the michlod d'mhamusa, that's the emuna of that matzah. So we have to put these ideas together, Rosh Chodesh, David HaMelech Tzel Chavikayim, the shemen of David HaMelech, that's where he's found. So if you take Rosh Chodesh, Aryeh, Rosh Chodesh is Gematria 819. 819 is the Gematria, David b'Shemen Kachi. David is in the Shemen Kodesh. And it's also Gematria, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So when the Gemara says, I want to hear about Rosh Chodesh, send me a simon of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, that's the Gematria of Rosh Chodesh. Because that's what Rosh Chodesh is. It's the ability that a Jew has to never count himself out, that he has a nekuda called Davan HaMelech, which is Chai V'Chaim. And we're riding this nekuda called Chai V'Chaim, not just through Mitzrayim, through Babel, through Madai, through Yavan. We're taking it all the way to Edom, to this final Golas, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, and end to the Banafli, with the Akamas to Gutavan, and my father's the coming Mashiach to Kenu. May have been all right.
Amen. Amen.